The following is a Bible study course from the United Church of God. To view this lesson and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
Bible Study Course Lesson 4. Why does God allow suffering? Satan's role in causing suffering. Satan is a major reason for people's suffering. The Bible tells of that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan. Revelation chapter 20, verse 2, who rules over mankind as the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, as the god of this age, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Satan is the instigator of much of humanity's misery. Peter warns Christians that their adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Jesus tells us in the parable of the sower and the seed that as soon as many people hear God's word explained to them, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. Mark chapter 4, verse 15. The Apostle Paul asked Timothy to instruct and admonish those who are in opposition so they could come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 25 and 26. Jesus sent Paul to the Gentiles to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. Acts chapter 26, verse 18. We can see from these passages that Satan exerts a tremendous and pervasive power over mankind. How great is his influence? The Bible tells us that the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. Shortly before Christ returns, Satan and his demons will instigate a time of trouble that will prove to be more terrible than any tragedy human beings have ever experienced. The suffering it will bring is unimaginable. At that time, Satan will mislead mankind through a lawless one, whose influence will be according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Satan's influence is the cause of much of the division and animosity among nations, races, religions, and individuals. The Bible calls him the tempter. Matthew chapter 4, verse 3. He capitalizes on our weaknesses to tempt and lure us into sin and conflict with each other. See 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5. By these means, he instigates attitudes and behaviors in people that bring conflict, injury, heartache, and death. God, however, sets limits on Satan's power and influence over mankind. See Job chapter 1, verse 12, and chapter 2, verse 6. God will not allow Satan to defeat his master plan for the salvation of humanity. God will never relinquish his ultimate control over the affairs of man.
Thanks for listening to Satan's Role in Causing Suffering. In Bible Study Course Lesson 4, Why Does God Allow Suffering? To find this lesson and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.